Events moved at rapid speed in the Middle East last night. From the weekend, when it looked like talks about a ceasefire were about to collapse, came the unexpected news from Hamas that it would accept the ceasefire plan. An hour later, Israel said it would not, but that it would continue talks. Meanwhile, its government told around 100,000 people in the east of Rafah, in the south of Gaza, to leave as it began military airstrikes. Its forces and tanks were seen near the Rafah border crossing overnight, amid fears that it's about to begin a ground invasion. Nearly 1.4 million Palestinians have been sheltering in Rafah after they were forcibly displaced from their homes further north on a number of occasions. One of them is Al-Hassan Swejero. The Oxfam staff member has already fled his home five times before settling in Gaza, but he's on the move again. He fled Rafah on a truck with 10 of his family, his wife, three children, his sister, her husband, and their three children. He says that the children in particular are very scared and that he cannot tell them the truth about their safety. He's been speaking to our reporter Kian McCormack last night.
Today at early morning, I received a call from the Israel Defense Force asking us for immediate evacuation for the area. And just in 30 minutes, they started to hit the area with heavy bombing and airstrikes. We haven't any choice but to leave.
So the area that you left has now been struck by airstrikes, correct?
Yes, yes.
You're evacuated now. How long was that journey? Where are you at the moment?
The journey took around 2 hours. In the normal situation, it takes only 20 minutes, but it was very crowded as hundreds of families were also evacuated at the same time. I'm now in Al-Mawasi area at Oxfam Guest House. But my sisters have a tent, and she set up the tent in the street, just in close to the guest house. So we will try to give her support tomorrow morning to have access to water, and maybe we'll install a toilet for her.
What are the conditions like on the streets there for the majority of people like your sister?
Yes, there is a lot of people are just installing their tents on the streets. Hundreds of families now is just installing their new tents in the empty land, or the remaining empty land in the streets of Al-Mawasi area.
So there's no infrastructure there for people as they move. There's no running water, no sanitation, no access to food.
No infrastructure here, because the area is not even prepared from before the war for having such number of people, and it is not Al-Mawasi area is not a civil area. It is just land for agriculture. So there is no homes here.
How stressful is it for you personally? How stressful is it for your family?
They were very scared. My family and my kids especially, and my sister kids were very scared. Some of them were crying. They are asking if they will be safe. So we don't know if it is safe for them, but we are trying to calm them.
When your child looks you in the eye and says, "Are we going to be safe? We're moving again for the sixth time." What do you tell them? Can you be honest with them?
No, actually, I can't be honest with them. I'm trying to say it is in the safe area. It is in the, as the Israeli army announced to us, to move to this area, so it will be safe. Don't worry. We are trying to calm them. We are trying to support them, but we know that it is not safe. There is no safe place in Gaza.
What are your personal feelings about this?
we feel sorry as for me as a father that I have to hide the reality. I have to show them strength that I can save them. But I feel sorry from my inside that I may not be able to get them safe, and I can't get them out of Gaza because of many reasons. One of them is the high cost to move out of Gaza. It costs about $5,000 for each individual, and this is too much money for a family.
Are you hopeful there can be a truce?
We hope, but we are not sure that this will happen, because I really think that Israel now is not serious about any ceasefire, as long as they didn't the ground invasion in Rafah.
I think,
and people believe that Rafah invasion will happen, and this will be the... Maybe this will be the reason that they will not accept even the Hamas acceptance.
Al-Hassan Swerjo talking there to our reporter Kian McCormack. He and his family forcibly displaced for the sixth time in Gaza, this time from Rafah.